Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast. He is a citizen of Vienna, who is an artist and musician, and who moved his home and business to Sofia. A number of Bulgarians may be amazed by this fact and ask what could Sofia provide in comparison to the city of Łódź. The connection between Bulgaria and Austria has a long history. It strengthened after the liberation of the country, when Sofia became capital city in 1879. A number of famous architects from Austria-Hungary came and settled in this country. At the end of the 19th and the beginning of the 20th century, they created a great number of beautiful buildings that stand to this day and create a feeling of Viennese atmosphere in Sofia. Not long ago, Armin Jan Hoffmann found a link between Vienna and Sofia and received his first impressions from musicians working in Austria. He was fascinated by the warmth of the Bulgarians and how easygoing they are, able to make friends with strangers. To this day, Armin continues to make new friends in Bulgaria and says that these people have never let him down. For him, coming to Bulgaria is like traveling back in time, because people enjoy warm relations and do not accept music as a machine for money and marketing.
It was not just an affair. It was love that had no limits. And it never should have ended, 'cause there was so much honesty. It was not just an affair. It was the love that made my life bright. But today the things are over and becoming history. I believed in us so much, wanted to be with you together. But somehow I failed in this task. Somehow I just failed. I believed in us so much, wanted to be with you only, but I couldn't give you what you want, just not enough. It was not just an affair, it was love that was so hard. One day turned into painful, then it's plainly too late. It was not just an affair, it was a love between two people, whose separation was so simple, like they have never met in life. I believed in us so much, wanted to be with you together, but somehow I failed in this task, somehow I just failed. I believed in us so much, wanted to be with you all. But I couldn't give you what you want, or just not enough. Wanted to be with you only, but I couldn't give you what you want, or just not enough.
But somehow I failed in this task. Somehow I just failed.
Here is what Armin Jan Hoffman told us about his stay in Bulgaria.
Най-важно е да работата тук за моят, моят бизнес. Аз съм певец, аз съм продуцент за музика.
The most important for me here is that I can still work the way I used to do it some 15-20 years ago in Vienna, when music was not so commercial and people focused more on emotion and creativity. I'm a singer and producer and I see how art has been turning into industry these days. Many years ago, having a good song depended solely on the ideas and inspiration of the author. Things were done more slowly. Now, because of high technology, musicians live in constant stress and competition. Here in Bulgaria, it's like I'm back to the good old days. Friends ask me why I chose to live in a country more backwards than mine. I realize that this is true, but I wonder if every aspect of progress has actually made people feel better and have better conditions for creativity. I have relatives in Ireland and I have also lived there. There is variety in this world. People's priorities in Austria are not the same as those of the Irish. When I came to Bulgaria for the first time, I saw that people here are happy and live the way the Irish used to live some time ago. This made me nostalgic and I chose to stay in Bulgaria. It was not difficult because music has no nationality or borders. There are musicians and audience everywhere. Among the Bulgarians, there are more professional musicians in comparison to Austria, and they can earn their living with music. In Austria, England, Germany and Ireland, this is more difficult. A great number of musicians there, with the exception of popular ones, work in offices, supermarkets and even as drivers in order to have normal incomes. Their life is not calm and they have no time for creativity. My close friend Vency Blagoev from the big band of the Bulgarian National Radio once organized a masterclass in Austria and we worked together. Armin Jan Hoffman says, "This was my first direct contact with Bulgarians and I saw they are very nice people. In Northern Europe I've heard people saying that in the Balkans laws are not respected, but this is not true. In Bulgaria, people respect the laws, but are also sensitive and show compassion." Armin Jan Hoffman has recently recorded his first song in Bulgarian. The song is called Fisherman from San Juan and is the Bulgarian version of the popular hit in Germany that marked the beginning of his creative career in the 90s. The song brought him popularity among audiences in southern Germany, Spain and Austria. Armin is currently working on the translation of other popular German songs to the delight of his Bulgarian fans. Now let's listen to The Fisherman from San Juan.
Poznavam as morskia briag, narechen na San Juan. I dvama prijatelji, ribari. Poznavam една жена, красива и нежна е тя, омаяла двамата другари. И там, край вълните бели на Сан Хуан, една Не достига прав.
stay